This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. I want to greet all the people that are here today and those that are listening on the Internet. I want to ask everyone to please check your cell phones and make sure they're either on vibrate or off. And at this point, I'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Senators Hunhoff?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Peterson? Sharma?
Here.
Solano?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
There is a quorum.
We have a quorum. got a frog this morning, sorry. The chair, the minutes have been sent to you, and the chair would entertain a motion on the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Solano and seconded by Senator Otten that the minutes be approved as written. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. I want to remind everyone that's going to testify to please sign in at the podium up there by the door in a legible manner so the secretary can get your name correct. Also remind if you have any handouts to give them to the pages and they will distribute them in back of us. And speaking of the pages, we should probably know who they are. So if you'll just come up to the end there and give us your name and where you're from and why don't you just tell us what you're going to do with the rest of your life, but tell us what you really like to do.
I am Jessica Johnson, and I'm from Brookings, South Dakota. I'm going to go to SDSU for political science and economics and then go on to law school. And I like, in my spare time, to follow politics.
To follow politics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Grace Jensen. I am from Mobridge. And I plan to attend Black Hills State University to major in economics and finance with a minor in accounting. And I like to watch the stock market in my free time. I think that's cool.
You like to watch what?
The stock market.
Oh, wow. All right.
Whoa.
Afterwards, I need some advice.
Me too. It's a bit of a downer lately.
Okay. Anything else to come before the committee? Just remember that all questions will come before the committee. As I have talked to some of you, after we take these two bills, we'll look at a reconsideration at 10 just for a minor amendment. May have a quick recess at that point to talk to anyone about that. And at this point, anything else to come before the committee before we begin our bills? Seeing none, we will... This is 113, and so Senate Bill 113 does have a prison and jail population cost estimate, so I want to make sure that you please take a look at that when considering the bill. It says that the prison or jail population effect is negligible, but we have to have those per law and make sure you've reviewed that. So with that, the first bill up is Senate Bill 13. We'll call on proponents. Senator, please introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Scott Parsley, State Senator, District 8, Minor Lake, Sanborn, and Moody Counties. I'm here today to talk to you about Senate Bill 113. Unfortunately, Mr. Chairman, it warmed up and those frogs came out and one of them landed in your throat. Huh? So well, that's what happens in the spring of the year, I guess. So, Senate Bill 113, we put forth as a bit of a cleanup of last year's Senate bill dealing with bicycling. We felt like we probably should have addressed this issue of riding in the right lane, but maybe not as far right as the current statute. There was a bill earlier in the session in the House to talk about this same section of the code. That bill was defeated, and in those discussions after the testimony on that bill, we talked with a number of folks and decided that maybe the best approach on this, rather than moving forward with Senate Bill 113, is to work together with bicyclists, the trucking industry, The South Dakota Safety Council, the Heart Association is interested in being involved as well, and work on some public safety announcements for everybody, because while we hear stories about bicyclists who have close encounters with vehicles, there's also some of the folks that ride bicycles with me that aren't necessarily the safest as they should be at times. And so we want to look at some public safety that would deal with both sides of the issue, both the motor traffic as well as the bicycle traffic, trying to educate people on safe riding and courtesy and understanding that the road needs to be shared by all vehicles that are allowed to be on the road. And bicycles are one of those vehicles that are allowed to be on the road. It's important that we do this because if we look at what happened in Sioux Falls two summers ago, two very tragic accidents, both of them dealt with bicycles riding on the sidewalk. And both of them, unfortunately, dealt with bicycles riding on the sidewalk going the direction with the traffic. So when someone wanted to enter the street off of the parking lot, they looked the other way, saw no traffic, and pulled out, and the bicycle came in front of them. So I said with the traffic, and I should have said against the traffic. So we want to get people on bicycles also educated on how to ride on the road and to be on the road and not on the sidewalks, because that is a very dangerous place. So, Mr. Chairman, I would ask that this bill be moved to the 41st day, and that we you allow us to enter into this discussion and see if we can come up with some public safety announcements and do some education on both sides of this issue. So with that, I'd stand by for any questions.
Okay, further proponents of the bill? Further proponents? Last call for further proponents. Any opponents of Senate Bill 113? Any opponents of Senate Bill 113? Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 113. Questions by the committee? Seeing none, we'll move to close it to public testimony and move to discussion and or action by the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Shorma.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to Senate Bill 113 to the 41st day.
Second.
Been moved by Senator Shorma, seconded by Senator Otten to move Senate Bill 113 to the 41st day. Comments on that motion, Mr. Shorma?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Per Senator Parsley's request, I move to move it to the 41st day. I think the idea of doing some education of both the vehicle operators and the bicycle operators is a great idea. So,
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be very brief. I just really appreciate the Senator Parsley and others are bringing these issues to our attention. I think we went for many, many years in the legislature without even mentioning the word bicycle, and it's clearly a future of our transportation system. Has been in the past, but it never got any attention out here. So I appreciate that we're talking about it, and let's keep trying to find ways to encourage bicycles and bicycle transportation and bicycle safety.
Thank you for the comments. Senator Monroe.
I might as well chime in, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman. I was already to vote for this bill, so I probably vote no on 41st, but I think it makes it better based on my experience driving on the highway when I see some of the stuff out there. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Well, I'm just going to say I want to thank you for keeping the thought process alive. I enjoy biking, I've done the Mickelson Trail several times. In fact, I've done it a couple times where you do it all in one day. And you start at 5 in the morning and you end up about 5. And it was about a 12-hour day for me. Now, there are some of them that got through a little quicker, but that's why I started at 5 in the morning, so I know there's going to at least be some light left in the day when I get there. But I do a lot on the roads, and it is something that we need to be. I think if we keep it in front of people, I think that's a good idea. Used to be people say, get these darn bikes off the road, and you had that feeling when you were riding down the road. And now especially your professional drivers, your large truck drivers, they move right on over when they really give you a lot of respect. So I think we just need to keep it in the forefront and appreciate you doing that and continue to look at ways we can do to make keep our bicycle riders safe. With that, no other comments. The chair would entertain we've got a motion on it. It's been seconded. No further comments. The secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senator Senators Hunhoff.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Sharma.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Monroe.
No.
Valley.
Aye.
5 yes, 1 no, 1 excused.
Okay. Senate Bill 113 has been sent to the 41st day. And we thank you for coming in and working with your bill. Go to the next bill on the calendar. It's Senate Bill 122. Proponents, please come forward. Come forward, Mr. Senator, and introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senator Troy Heinert, District 26, and I'm a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. I bring to you Senate Bill 122, and I'd like to tell you where it started. I'm the chair of the State Tribal Relations Committee, and we were approached by a veteran service officer from Oglala, Lakota County, Denver American Horse, and he's their county service veteran service officer and their tribal veteran service officer. And he was wondering where the $10 that for veterans plates goes, and if that could go back to the county veteran service office. So I did a little check-in, and I found that $10 goes to the special revenue fund. Now, we're not talking about a lot of money. There's, I think 70,000 veterans in South Dakota. I mean, there's just a small portion of them are purchasing the veterans plates, and so we know it's not a lot of money. But in Oglala, Lakota County, they use their Veterans Service Office to transport veterans to the VA in Hot Springs, which isn't a far distance, but a lot of those veterans do have some transportation issues, and they are out on the road quite often. And actually, Mr. American Horse was unable to be here today because he had taken some veterans on Monday, and he had to take one back today. So I had got a call last night. My hope is that if veterans know that $10 that they're paying for that plate fee is going to go back to their local county veteran service office to be used for veterans, that more veterans would then say, you know what, I can afford the $10 extra. I'm going to buy some specialty plates because I know it's going to be helping a veteran somewhere. There's been some concern over the constitutionality of this. I believe it meets the needs we're trying to do, and it is constitutional because it's going to that special revenue fund, whereas other monies dedicated for license plates fees would fall under that statute. So I'll stand by for any questions. I've talked with the Veterans Service Officer or the Secretary of Veterans Service, and he said, you know, this isn't a lot of money, and it's kind of going to be a little bit of a headache for a little while. And I said, I understand that. And we're working on some language to maybe where we make that a pool in all of South Dakota, and then your Veterans Service Office can then apply to that pool and use those funds kind of on a per capita basis. Because we know Pennington County, Minnehaha County, they have a bigger population, and there's more than likely more veterans there. But those veterans would
I don't think would have a problem giving that $10, knowing that it's going to help other veterans. In our counties, we have a though we are small in population, we have a very high per capita of veterans in on our reservations or in the counties that I represent. So I appreciate your support. I will stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of Senate Bill 122. Further proponents. Last call for further proponents. Any opponents of Senate Bill 122? Opponents. Please introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Brittany Skipper. I'm a budget analyst for the Bureau of Finance and Management, here today in opposition of Senate Bill 122. As it stands now, the $10 fee that's collected for the military specialty license plate, it's deposited into the license plate special revenue fund. $6.16 is used to make the plate, and then the other $3.84 goes back to the counties for the maintenance, construction, and supervision of highways and bridges. So if the $10 fee were to be given to the Department of Vets Affairs for the county veteran service officers like this bill proposes, funding to make the specialty plates would need to be found elsewhere. Also, this bill would take money away from the counties that is used to maintain the roads, which is in violation of South Dakota Constitution. Article 11, Section 8 states that proceeds from the imposition of any license fee, except for cost of administration, shall be exclusively used for the maintenance, construction, and supervision of highways and bridges. In addition, the Department of Vets Affairs currently reimburses 25% of county veteran service officers' salaries with state funds, which is the statutory limit outlined in South Dakota Codified Law 33A131. Last year, the department paid $143,000 as part of the salary program. Therefore, this funding from the fee cannot be used to pay salaries under the current law. Finally, I'd like to point out that the monetary return to the counties would be minimal. Last year, the Department of Revenue collected $49,000 in military specialty license plate fees, which, if divided evenly among the counties with veteran service officers, would have been $767. So with that, I urge you to vote no on Senate Bill 122, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Further opponents, Senate Bill 122. Further opponents of Senate Bill 122. Last call for opponents. Okay, we'll move to questions by the committee. And what I'll do is, she went through that pretty fast. I did, something comes up and it's a constitutional question. I'll let you read and decide for yourself what you think, if it applies in this case, so that you've got a copy of that constitutional part just so that you can make your own judgment, I guess, be your judge. I think, okay, questions by the committee. Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I know you haven't been around here a long time, so I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you give us any kind of refresher on the veteran service offices in the county courthouses and how they developed? Was it the county's idea or the state's idea, and where a good share of the funding comes from, just to, so we can kind of figure out how that partnership might work?
Sure. Mr. Chair?
Committee would like to know.
Okay. The county veteran service officers are employed by the county commissioners, and they're usually housed in the courthouse or by the county commissioner. All of the operating expenses are paid by the county, and 25% of their salaries is paid with state funds through the Department of Vets Affairs. And they receive all of their training through the Department of Vets Affairs. Where it started, I don't know if it was a state or county that came up with the idea. I'm not sure. I could find out for you, though.
Follow up?
Fair enough.
You went a little fast, and maybe my mind was wandering. No, but the 25%, would you go through that again?
Sure. I'll slow down this time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm Norwegian.
I talk fast when I get nervous, so I just get it all out. Okay, so the veteran service officers are employed by county commissioners. Mm-hmm. So most of them are housed either in the courthouse or the county commissioner. And operating expenses, like furniture, software, stuff like that, is paid by the county. And then 25% of their salaries is paid with state funds through a salary supplement program that's budgeted in the Department of Vets Affairs. And that's the amount that can be paid by law, 25% with state funds.
Okay.
Could you follow up?
Sure. Senator Hunhoff.
I'm trying to say this without being leading, but are you aware? Because I'm trying to refresh my own memory here. That's the reason I'm asking. Are you aware of, I mean, there's been some friction back and forth between the counties and the state over who pays the costs, you know, where the responsibility ought to be and whether we're shifting costs back. Have you been a part of any of those discussions or have any recollection of that?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, this is my first session, so I have heard some of the discussions. Yes, I'm aware.
Thank you.
Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the bill sponsor. Mr. Chairman, I'm just wondering if the bill sponsor, there's a couple sections that look like repealer pieces, and so we talked about the transfer of the funds, from the special license plate account to the county service officers. But I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about this, what the intentions were with the repealer parts of the section, I think two or section three and four. In the bill?
Mr. Chair, in getting this bill drafted, in visiting with LRC, they said, well, if you're going to do this, then you have to repeal this section because these sections would then apply to where that money is going. And it's just the language part of it. And the intention was to make sure that $10 goes back to that county veteran service office. It's not going to the county general fund. It's not used for salaries, anything like that. It just goes back to that county veteran service office, not the individual, but that office to be used to transport veterans or, funeral expense or something along those lines. I hope that...
It does. Thank you. Can I do a second question?
Follow up.
You talked about the idea of aggregating the funds and doing that, and that I can see to where on some of these smaller counties with low numbers of veterans, or maybe just low numbers that have purchased the plates, where that could be advantage. If that seemed to be the right idea, is what stopped you from doing it that way in the bill?
Mr. Chair, honestly, time. Just getting that amendment drafted. I just talked with Secretary Zimmerman the other day when we really started getting into this. I was kind of waiting for Denver to be Mr. American Horse to come saying, is this what you really want? And, his duties as Veteran Service Officer kind of impeded him, which I understand that's probably more important than coming and visiting with me. I think that conversation, it could still be ongoing, and maybe by the time we got it to the floor, I could have that amendment drafted. I think that's time was the issue.
Follow up?
No.
Okay. Further questions by the committee? I'm going to ask a question on the constitutionality of it, and I spoke to you about that before, and you feel that it's not doesn't go against the Constitution. Could you just explain how you would do that?
Well, Mr. Chair, to me, I guess when you're taking it said in there that this fee was going to the special revenue fund, and part of that is for the price of the plate. The other part is donated or sent back to the county for roads and bridges. I understand that, and I can see the confusion. I think where we are going to send this directly to the Veterans Service Office. That is also a dedicated fund.
I think that that meets the Constitution's muster as it comes to where funds are dedicated and how they're sent out. When you look at imposition of any license, registration fee, or other charge with respect to the operation of any motor vehicle upon any public highway in this state, and the proceeds from the imposition of any excise tax or gasoline or other liquid motor fuel tax, except the cost of administration, and except the tax imposed upon gasoline and other liquid motor fuel not used to propel a motor vehicle upon over or upon public highways of this state shall be used exclusively for the maintenance, construction, and supervision of the highways and bridges of this state. I mean, that is a very, very broad statement. I mean, as well as a run-on sentence, but I won't go there right now. But that encompasses lots and lots of fees and taxes, and I think that is open to some interpretation. When we are going to dedicate something to one single place, I think that is meets that muster. But I'm not an attorney. So.
Thank you. Further questions by the committee? Senator Monroe. Mr.
Chairman, can we question either witness?
Sure.
Okay. Shipper, Brittany. Okay, thank you. On line 6 of the bill, it says there will be an additional $10 fee. Pardon me?
That's already in law, right?
Right, absolutely. And so, in the handout here, in the Constitution, it says that it talks about a tax and a registration fee. In the section 325.159 is the, in my mind, the tax, the plate fee, is separated from the additional fee. I guess the categorization throws a little consternation in there. In neither case do they call it a tax. In some places it's called a tax. It's distributed as a tax, but it's called in statute a fee. Can you straighten that out? Because then if there's additional fee on top of that, I don't see that as a tax. Can you divide those out? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair. Section 1 of this bill deals with, I spoke with the Department of Revenue about this just so they could clarify it for me. This first part of Section 1 deals with the $10 fee that veterans pay when they're issued that license plate. So it's a charge for getting that license plate. And that amount will vary year to year depending on when the license plate is reissued for each of those special groups, which is different than the standard license plate reissue, which is every 5 years. And then the second section deals with these four classes of veterans that get plates, and they pay the $10 fee when they get their license plate. And then instead of paying the normal annual registration fee, like for standard plates, they pay just $10 every year, which amounts to about $22,000. And that's supposed to be a steady revenue. That doesn't vary much. Does that help? Does that
answer?
Thank
you, Mr. Chairman. Can you show me some place in here where the additional fee is categorized the same as the normal license plate fee? I guess that's where I'm headed.
Mr. Chair. In the proposed bill or where
either. You're Mr. Chair, thank you.
So you want to know whether this $10 fee for the license plate is a fee or a tax? Is that the question?
To me, when it says additional, it means it's separate and apart from whatever the normal is, whatever the regular is, whatever the standard is.
Okay.
I think we're going down a trail that's going to take a long time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you know if a veteran can only go and buy this plate and legally drive their vehicle?
Mr. Chair?
Please.
They can buy either the specialty plate or just a regular plate. Does that answer your question?
Well, help me understand.
Okay.
Do I have to pay a regular license fee for the regular plates, and then I can also purchase the plate that is for military commemoration, essentially?
Mr. Chair? So you mean, can you buy the standard plate and the military plate?
Correct.
Mr. Chair? I believe you can, but I don't know why you would, because you just need the one set of plates.
Well, maybe I can use an example that helps. And then, so my wife has personalized plates for her car. She has to buy the regular plates and pay the tax and fees on those regular plates in order to drive her vehicle legally. In order for her to put a personalized plate on, she has to pay an extra fee, which isn't, in my mind, a license fee. It's to be able to get that plate, which is stamped with her name on it. So I'm trying to make the correlation. Is this a commemoration plate that a veteran can purchase versus the regular plate that they must buy in order to operate their vehicle?
Mr. Chair, the specialty plate is the plate that they buy instead of the regular plate, and it costs the $10 fee.
Hold up.
So the only license fee, for clarification, the only license fee that they pay to license their car to get a plate for it is the $10?
Mr. Chair, they pay that $10 when they go to the courthouse and they buy the license plate. It's $10 to get the specialty plate. And then the people referred to in Section 1 also pay the regular registration fees every year. In Section 2, they just pay $10 every year.
Other questions?
Mr. Chair.
Other questions by the committee? Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we have an amount that the, what's sitting in this license plate special revenue fund? And how much, do we know how much annually is added into that fund through these license plates?
Mr. Chair.
Please.
For the people that in Section 1 of the bill, let's see, it varies every year depending on when license plates are reissued. So in 2015, there was $21,000 that was collected. And then for the four groups of veterans in Section 2, in 2015, there was $27,000 that was collected. In Section 2 is... Section 2 refers to the revenues that's fairly consistent. Section 1 will vary depending on when license plates are reissued, because that $10 is only paid when the military plates are reissued.
Follow up? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize. I just want to make sure I'm getting my head around this. And the variability in Section 1 is because that timing is tends to be the same timing as when those of us that use the regular license plate come due to actually have our license plates changed out. Would that be accurate, or is it on a different timing schedule? So is it like every 5 years where you see a big influx, then you will see just as new vehicles are registered, and then next 5 years, big influx again?
Mr. Chair?
Please.
I spoke with the Department of Revenue about that, and they said that it's not necessarily every 5 years. It's on an as-needed basis. They work with the Department of Military and the Department of Vets Affairs to determine when the new reissuance would be. So it's not on a set schedule like the standard plates.
Okay, further questions by the committee? Seeing none, we'll close to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or rebuttal. Why, sure. I'm sorry, Senator. I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll be very brief. We heard, you know, it's not a lot of money. It's $21,000, $27,000 for Section 2. That would mean all the difference in the world to counties that I represent and the veterans that I represent. And I believe you're right in your questioning where this, they're paying the regular fee that would meet Constitution, that goes back to the counties, that everybody else would pay. These veterans are choosing to pay the extra $10, and now with this, if this legislation passes, that $10 would then go back to their Veterans Service Office. So, I mean, I think the Department of Revenue kind of answered my question. This is above and beyond what the regular fee is. That the county's not going to lose any money off of this deal. This is that extra $10 fee. So, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, we'll close to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action by the committee. Senator Otten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am on state-tribal relations and was actually there that day when Mr. American Horse brought his proposal. Is he doing well?
Yeah.
Good. I think that day that it was presented, those that had come were a little overwhelmed. As I sat there and listened to them, I saw the need, and if we're talking about a distinct need in the reservation, as well as most counties, if you go to the more affluent counties, that's not there. So I believe that they made their criteria on that. At that time, I brought up that I did not think that it was constitutional. I spent last night and went through this a couple times, and also with the Constitution. And even though I do think that the need is great, I can't go there myself because I think that as I'm reading this, it is especially for our highway and bridges of the state. And so with that, there's where I'm at.
Further comments by the committee? Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, first, I appreciate the sponsor bringing this forward. Trying to help constituents and help these county service offices, which I think is very important. And, you know, I'm left with some questions. I think in Section 1, as those fees are related, I can see where the argument might hold about, you know, is this really part of the registration fee and what have you. I think in Section 2, to me, it feels a little more clear that that is part of registration. I think you would run into the constitutionality issue with Section 2 portion. And that, of course, gives me some concern. I do think that should Senate Bill 122 not pass, that it would be worthwhile for county service offices, maybe the Department of Veterans Affairs, and maybe it's the Department of Revenue, to come together and look at, is there a way of creating some kind of a fund or revenue? I like the idea of it being aggregated and then having some way of helping these county service offices that are struggling. And maybe it's outside of this issue of the 25% salary, because then we're bouncing up against other code that would have to be affected. And maybe it's more that those counties that are county service offices that are struggling, is there a way that we can help with other expenditures like transportation costs and those kinds of things? So, I think that this the idea behind this is good. I think there's just more work to be done on it, and I think it could be made better with time and actually solve the issue that that's looked to be solved without creating that question of the constitutionality. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was confused as to whether or not this additional $10 was separate and wasn't included in something that would be called a tax or a fee that was required to operate the motor vehicle. The Constitution in Article 11 there says that it does rope in taxes, it does rope in fees, and it ropes in other charges. And I think that if they don't have the specialty plate, choose not to have the regular plate, can't operate the motor vehicle. I kind of put these together. So I guess I'm thinking that it's not exactly in muster with the Constitution, but I think it's an important issue, especially in these counties that are starving for money. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Hunha.
There's no motion yet. I would move due pass on Senate Bill.
Second.
Been moved due pass on Senate Bill
122
and seconded by Senator Hunhoff and seconded by Senator Peterson. Comments on that motion? Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And it's been a very, very good discussion. I think we're all learning something here. And I just think it's a really good idea that would hopefully remedy some of the friction that's developed between the state and the county veteran service officers that some of us have lived through out here. I didn't expect the young lady to know all the history, and I'd like to forget it, but clearly the county veteran service officers, like we call them county veteran service officers, but that was an initiative by the state, and they went to the counties and they said, would you help us out? And the county said, sure, you know, will you make space in the courthouse? And the counties made space in the courthouse, and we'll cover, I think at one time they even covered the salaries. I'm not sure all the history, so I apologize for that, but there's a lot of history to this. And solely the state has just pulled support and pulled support and pulled support. And like we do in so many areas, we've shifted the costs back home. So I know that wasn't the intent of this bill, but when you've been around a long time, you know, that's the history and that's your take on it. So I think this is a really good bill to for the state to tell the counties, you know, we're going to start working with you again. There's a lot of issues. I mean, we want to help veterans. That's really the initiative for this bill, to help veterans. And I think you could satisfy the constitutional requirement by helping veterans with transportation. I don't think that's too broad a reach. In fact, right now, I think we're violating the Constitution by printing license plates with the money, because nowhere in here does it say you can print license plates with some of the money. It says you can, yes, be used for the maintenance, construction, and supervision of highways. It doesn't say anything about printing license plates. So obviously, the Constitution is always a work in progress. We love it, but it's imperfect sometimes. Go by the Constitution, and if any of us sold a nickel's worth of coffee to the state, and we wouldn't be qualified to be in the state Senate if you take the Constitution literally. So I think the constitutional provisions can be satisfied. I think it may need some amendments moving through the legislature, but it's a really good faith effort to show the counties that we want to work with them and to get some help, I would say, for transportation, disabled veterans in all of our 66 counties. So thank you, sir.
Further comments on the motion to pass Senate Bill 122?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Shorma.
Well, thank you, Senator Heinert, for bringing this forward. I think it's been very educational. I think that we, in my mind, we've uncovered some questions about fees versus license and those kinds of things. I think the spirit of the bill is honorable and important. And so it may not be perfect, but on the basis of what's before us, I'll be voting in favor of it.
Okay. I guess the chair will weigh in at this point. I look at this, and I agree. I agree with the spirit and the thought. $750, I know, is any amount of money is welcome, but it doesn't solve our problem, and I'd like to see us do something that does. I really have a problem with when I read the Constitution, and it explicitly says, if you look in that on the handout there, fourth line, it says, and proceeds from the imposition of any license, registration fee, or other charge with respect to the operation of any motor vehicle upon the public highways. And the good senator from Yankton says, well, it doesn't talks about cost of administration on license plates. It does on the gasoline if you look a few lines down, except for cost of administration. And if you look down at the end, it talks about also for the maintenance and supervision of the road, which I would say license plates are supervision of the road. So I think we're for $750 to the county, we're stretching the Constitution a long ways and for that amount of money. And I have a problem doing that. Secondly, where the money is going now, that money is going to the roads. But that doesn't go for the plate does go back to the counties for roads and bridges, and is what it was intended for. So it is going back to the county now, and we'll be taking it out of that. And so with that thought in mind, I'm not going to be able to support it. But I do think we need to look at the Constitution, and that's my point here. Senator Monroe.
Mr. Chairman, substitute motion. Senate Transportation Committee, Senate Bill 122, defer to 41st day.
Then moved by Senator Monroe for a substitute motion to send it to the 41st day. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Otten. Comments on that motion, Senator Monroe?
What we're dealing here with, I think we're pretty well locked into the fact that this extra $10 is part of the fee required to operate the motor vehicle. Without that, this place wouldn't be had. The alternative being the regular fee, the regular plates. And I think it finally became clear in my mind. Something did. Yes. What we're looking for here is if you go to a major department store and when you swipe your card, they say, would you like to put an extra dollar on for that dream thing that they do, or for veterans, where it's voluntary, amount. It's not related to the fact whether or not you can haul your groceries out of the store. That's what I think that we need to have here. I think that would be easy to do because when I buy my license plates, I would gladly give a dollar to this fund if it was offered. And I think a lot of people in the state would, and we'd probably end up with $1 million or something like that. But thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, again, I hope that as we do this vote, I don't want the impression to be that I'm against the veteran service officers or against veterans. I just think that it is something that we should address, and it is something that we should work towards, and I just don't think that this is the right avenue to do it. I think there's probably another way for us to be able to help these county service offices to do things and steer clear of the constitutionality piece, and I would hope that there would be commitment that's what we would do. Whatever that solution is, I think that there's pretty good agreement that we need to do something. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Otten, did you have a comment?
A little latitude because we're going beyond what the original motion was. I think that in our whiteboard discussions that we're bound to have on Spender's One, surely there can be something that we can side shift from the budget into that to help. So I am on that page of helping because I think there is a need. The constitutional issue, I still haven't gone past where I was.
Okay. Further comments? Seeing none, I'll just close with I really appreciate the senator bringing this. I would also say that if you've got some other ideas in that maybe bring someone to speak to the constitutionality. There's no lawyer up here, so we're kind of fishing out there thinking we're pseudo lawyers, and that might be helpful. And secondly, you know, we didn't have the service organizations here. Usually on something that this big, you'll have the American Legion or VFW or DAV or whatever, and or the service organizations testify. So I think that would have lent some credence along with if it was constitutional. I think that would have helped probably in some people's minds. So I'm not saying to give up on the concept, because I do think we need to help our veteran service officers. And so if we can find some way to do that within our budget, I would be there. So I appreciate that for the senator. With that, seeing no further comments, the question is on the sending Senate Bill 122 to the 41st day. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Hunhoff.
No.
Otten.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Sharma.
No.
Solano.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
4 yes, 3 no.
The Senate Bill 122 will go to the 41st day. Thank you, Senator. We're going to call a short recess for 4 minutes, and then we'll come back. We're back out of recess. We're going to do something a little bit different this morning, and it's a good learning process. We're going to look at the reconsideration of Senate Bill 110. Senator Sharma.
Mr. Chair, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to take Senate Bill 110 off the table.
Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Sharma, seconded by Senator Otten, to take Senate Bill 110 off the table. That motion requires a two-thirds vote. It doesn't, to take it off the table?
Just majority
vote. Okay. Comments on that motion? If none?
Mr. Chair, with understanding that additional information is available to be added to the bill, I move on that basis.
Okay, further comments? Seeing none, the motion is the reconsideration of Senate Bill 110. The secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Hunhoff.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Sharma.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
So Senate Bill 110 is up for consideration. What we will do at this point is just change the title. Is there a motion to change the title to the bill?
It'll be 110 FTA.
Amendment 110 FTA. Is there a motion on that? Amend the title.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Otten.
At this time, I would move SB 110 FTA.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Hunhoff. Comments on that motion?
Just to get it before us and out of common courtesy to the chair.
Thank you. Seeing no further comments, is that a voice vote to change the title of the Senate Bill 110? Those in favor of Senate Amendment 110 FTA will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? The title amendment is adopted. We will take this up. It will go below the line. And that brings me to the bills we're going to be considering. Because everyone has decided they wanted a little bit more time for their bills, we are going to get into Crunch City here. Next Wednesday is our next meeting. Because we don't meet on the 12th, do we? Is that correct? Yeah, we meet on the. Do we meet on the 12th?
12th is no session.
I'd have to have you guys come in at 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday. You guys never wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'd be here by myself, wouldn't I?
Yes, you wouldn't.
That's what I have down. So, I have for next Wednesday, 141, 135, 144, and 109. and we could take up 110 at that point also. That's going to be a full day, but I think we can do it. If not, we'll move it over to the next day. The 19th, 146, 156, and 127. That leaves us with the 22nd, and I have left that open for Senate bills. I have a House Bill 1095. I always like to leave one day open because there's going to be some catastrophe on one of those other bills that we just need to go till the 22nd. Who knows? It could be one of mine, could be anyone's, but I like to keep a day open, and I like to not have so many crunched into the end. So that's why I'd like to do it. If we don't have enough time on those others, we can move them to another day. But I'd like to do it that way rather than having a lot of time left over on a day or a couple days earlier, and then we're all crunched trying to get meat crossover. So that's the way the chair has put it together. Any questions on the rest of the calendar? If not, I thank you all for, we had good testimony today, and I thank you for bringing back 110 to reconsider it for just a technical change. And with that, if there's nothing else, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved. Second.
I think it was, did I see Senator Hunhoff down here? I saw his hand, and I couldn't quite hear him. So Senator Hunhoff moved, and Senator Shorma seconded is what we'll do. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.